We're grateful for the police taking part today, Bobby. Good morning to you.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And I think that raw testimony from the victim today, my goodness, it has shocked many people.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And sadly, it would be all too familiar to our officers as well, who go out and speak to people like Michael far too often.
What can be done? Like, we're all pulling our hair out here. What can be done?
Well, I still think there's a lot we can do. You've touched in some detail on investigations, and I can assure you and your listeners that from a policing perspective, we really do throw everything we have at these investigations. I heard you mentioning house-to-house, CCTV. I mean, those are all standard inquiries for every single one of these incidents.
So you've done it in Michael's case, have you?
It would have been done in Michael's case, yes. And I would also say, you made the point about surely people see these incidents, and perhaps they do, but I suppose when you see what's happened to Michael and his family,
yeah, they're terrified.
You can understand why there would be a reluctance then from others within the community to come forward and provide that information to police. And that in a nutshell, is the challenge that we have, even for those victims. I mean, they know that these people are prepared to do that. So to cooperate them with the police investigation, for them, is a massive risk. And it is a huge issue for us in terms of progressing those investigations.
So it's kind of a defeatist statement. Maybe it's realistic here.
Well,
the public, defeatist insofar as, Bobby, the public are frightened to give you information, and it's a very, very difficult crime to deal with. So therefore,
absolutely,
these people are going to continue to get away with it unless there's a game changer here.
And that's why I'm not defeatist, Stephen, because I don't believe that they can or will get away with it. Because whilst we have, you know,
statistically they do.
Well, obvious difficulties with those offences, but there's more than one way to skin a cat. And these people are involved in more than just this activity. So what we do, if we can't catch them for these incidents, is we target them as individuals. We target them as members of groups, and we work to try and debilitate those groups to get those individuals for anything that we possibly can. And actually, we've had a lot of success in doing that. Over the last number of years, whether it's focused on violent dissident Republicans or indeed loyalists, we've had a number of really high-profile successes in terms of arrests, searches, charges, and items recovered off those people. Now, it may not go under the banner of having been a paramilitary-style attack, but be in no doubt, these are the same people that are involved in that activity. And where we can't get them for criminal offences, now, through the likes of the Paramilitary Crime Task Force, we're looking at their assets, we're going to take their homes, their cars off them. We are going to make this the most unattractive profession, if you like, in the world. Nobody, our hope and our aspiration is to get to the point where nobody would ever dare pick up a gun, because they know what the implications for that and for them are going to be. They will lose everything.
I think, Bobby, there will be quite a few people reinvigorated by this police message this morning, but the reality remains that the success rate is so low that I've got to say to you, surely the message can only have authority if the police become more publicly successful at putting these guys away.
Yeah,
so when I'm sitting on a major television show on Wednesday night saying, okay, there were 101 shootings or assaults last year, and the police officer sitting opposite me has to admit that, well, maybe only there were only two or three or four successful prosecutions. Like, that's a big sting.
Yeah, but I make the point again. The odds in that particular set of circumstances are stacked against us. That doesn't mean we have to accept it. We look at other ways. We think outside the box, and we take, you know, what you could describe almost as a full-spectrum approach to targeting these people. So if I can't catch them for that, I will look at anything and everything that I can to take them off the streets.
Well, the presumption then is you know who they are.
Well, I mean, I think people within the we have an idea as the people who may be involved. And, you know, in truth, Stephen, we've arrested a lot of people in connection with these incidents. But, of course, it's one thing to arrest somebody. It's another to have enough evidence to charge and secure a prosecution. But again, we aren't defeatists. We don't simply accept that. We will continue to look for any and all opportunities to take these groups down. That's what we will be doing. That's what we're doing every single day. And I can tell you, there are police officers all over Northern Ireland both in CID offices and in organised crime, who are totally committed and driven in terms of their desire to take these groups out of the equation.
I understand that. There's I completely get that. Let's take Michael's case as a case in point, because we're talking about it this morning. Okay. It's now a high-profile public case where a 26-year-old has been shot in front of his father, and he is saying, you know, maybe he doesn't want to live anymore. Now, wouldn't it be wonderful if there were extra resources put into this case so that a public message was sent out to anybody contemplating doing this, that you're going to be chasing them down? So no matter what people want, what values people want to, you know, try to impose on Michael, he's a victim, and yep. he is suicidal, and he fears living in his own home.
That investigation will not be found wanting for resources. It will already, I can say with confidence, have been looked at by specialist trained detectives who will have been looking for any and all opportunity. I heard mentioned that clothes have been seized for a forensic examination, and those forensic examinations will take place. Again, if members of the public pick up the phone or go through local community representatives or even report anonymously to us through the likes of Crime Stoppers, we will action that information. We will go everywhere and anywhere to try and find the evidence that we need to bring these people.
You also have a witness here saying that you know the two people who led him into the house were not masked.
Yeah, and I mean, again, that wouldn't be entirely uncommon in these investigations. But of course, the next thing then is, are these people, and I don't want to talk specifically just about Michael's case, but in general terms, the challenge is, are people then prepared to provide that information to police? Are they then prepared to stand up against these people? And there are very real pressures on those people. And you heard it in Michael's case as well, as to why that would be incredibly challenging for them. But, you know, once again, all I can say to you is that we not only investigate these incidents, we then review every investigation again to make sure that we have taken any and all opportunities to be able to progress them. That we are... I don't think we're more serious about any other form of crime than we are about paramilitary-style attacks. We literally put our heart and soul into trying to get these investigations.
Right, so do we know? And look, I know you've contacted us this morning in reaction to the show. This was not scheduled. So if you don't have this detail, it is absolutely no slight on you, and we can get it from some of your colleagues later. But do we know the time this happened? You know, what is the public appeal? Or, you know, do we know the colour of vehicles or the location? Should we be given detail about that so that we as a community can try to help find the people who did this?
If we had positive lines of inquiry, something that we could put out to the public, we would be pushing that very hard.
Well, we know the time it happened.
Yeah.
And can you get that for us so that we can at least say, look, in the vicinity of this area, did you see two men walking down this street?
Yeah.
The descriptions of them or anything like it?
Well, I, what I'll do, if I don't have that information to hand at the minute, is I will go away and I will ensure that if we have anything that we can put out to the public, that it is reissued. You know, I believe there was an appeal on the night, as would be standard in relation to these incidents.
Yeah.
But of course, if there's anything at all, you know, and we'll come back to you in the show and we'll ask you to do your bit in terms of communicating that to your listeners.
Brilliant. Listen, really appreciate it. Thank you. Let's see if we can, when I say help each other, the community and the police can partner up here to try to find the people who did this. Detective Superintendent Bobby Singleton, thank you.